January 28, 10:33 a.m. Harder, Randolph, and Collins.
Hello, Reed.
Douglas Berkeley preceded Jonathan into the room, his presence as commanding as it had been a dozen years ago.
Jonathan tells me you handled the situation?
Reed took the signed contract, slid it across the desk for them to see. She signed. Douglas released a sigh of relief.
Excellent. That's everyone. Now we can finally put this behind us.
A quizzical look.
You wrote the check from the escrow account?
It's done. I messengered it over to Taylor's attorney. She plans to sign it over to an organization that her cousin Stephanie supported.
That's no surprise,
Douglas said with a shrug.
Reed.
Jonathan's mind was exactly where Reed knew it would be.
Let's get back to Taylor Halstead. Obviously, you talked her into signing. Did she tell you why she was holding back and why she lost it when she saw me?
Yes. Reed rolled a pen between his fingers.
To begin with, she had a pretty low opinion of Gordon, and a good idea that he was ripping off his investors.
Douglas's eyes narrowed.
Does she have evidence?
No. Reed shook his head. She knows you're making good on the losses, and Gordon's dead. She's not interested in delving any deeper into his actions, believe me.
And the rest?
Jonathan pressed. Reed stared straight at them. It seems on that last night, Gordon stopped by the apartment Taylor shared with her cousin. Stephanie wasn't there. Taylor was. Gordon assaulted her.
God damn it!
Douglas turned away, rubbing the back of his neck in obvious revulsion.